It is December 29th, 2015. I cannot believe we're going to be in 2016 in just under a week. I think Friday morning we're going to be in 2016. Just wow. Where has this year gone? Anyway, a few things. There will not be a year in review because I am totally not going to be using YouTube anymore. Because of what YouTube are doing, they're just going downhill. I'm actually thinking of pulling my channel. What else? I actually came on here with a question. Ouch. Jeez, really? Ow. I actually came on here with a question regarding WhatsApp. Now, I read an article that said that you can send any document to a contact via WhatsApp, but you've got to make the extension an MP3. That's fine, as long as you tell the contact what extension or what the extension really is so they can change it. Now, here's the thing. If you do this and you use, like, let's say, file browser, or you use, is there a way to download a document from WhatsApp, like open it in another app so you can rename it, like in a file browser or whatever? I personally love file browser. I love it. I really do. So, I'm trying to keep myself warm here. Oh, man. So, yeah, is there a way, because I know how to send audio messages, but I've never actually sent an MP3, a real MP3, to anyone on WhatsApp. So is there a way they can take the file, open it in another app, such as File Browser, which I love, by the way, and then you can rename it? You can also probably use Filer to do the same, although I've never done it. I've never used Filer, so I have, but not to save files. That's what File Browser is for, and actually that app has come in handy during my little science study that I'm participating in. So, it's cold. Man, it is cold. Well, I shouldn't talk, because all y'all living in, like, Indiana and Michigan and other places where it gets really cold, Oregon, some parts of California, you guys are cold. So yeah, you guys are cold. I have my hand on this new kettle that I got. I don't know how it works, but yeah. I'm just learning how it works. I mean, I don't know how to use all the features of it, but it does what I need it to do. So, which is good. Which is very good. It holds, probably around 8 cups of water, and I just burnt myself. It's a glass kettle, which I'm going to be very careful so I don't break it. Oops. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys are well. I'm just going to pour this real quick, and when I'm done, I'm going to get out of here because I'm going to probably take a little bit of a rest. I'm not tired. I just want to relax before I go back to work next week. And actually, I teach in 3 hours. No. What time is it? 3? In 7:00. I teach at 7:00, so it's 3:00 right now. Yeah, I teach in about 4 hours. And this thing stops quick. Yeah, it's done. This thing boils water rather quickly, up to 212. Just pour this real quick, very carefully. I won't turn on the warm feature. I don't know how that works. I can't get it to work. So I'll just use what's there. It's glass. It won't warm up that quick. So yeah, just to conclude my question about WhatsApp regarding sending files. How does a person, if they're using iOS, how does the person download the file into, let's say, File Browser or AirDrop or whatever, so they can rename the file as long as I tell them this is not an MP3 file. Please change the extension to .zip, for example. By the way, for those of you who want to do this, the limit is 150 megs. So watch out. On Android, you will have to have a separate app to do this, to enable the sending of any files, except each contact that you do this with must have the app installed as well. I've been doing a lot of research on this and trying to parse out very badly written English blogs whose speakers' first language is not English, which is normally fine. I've seen some very good blogs. Nasty. Okay. Bad move on my part. Crap. Okay. I'll be cleaning that up later. Nothing spilled. Just a mistake on my part. But anyway, you guys take care, be blessed, and have a wonderful holiday. And yeah, get back to me with the WhatsApp thing, because I've never actually sent anything but audio and video clips from the app itself or from the camera. So yeah, have fun.